100 officers will take part in the year-long pilot project, testing out three different types of body cameras, all at a cost of about $500,000. The officers will be required to switch on the cameras before any interaction with the public, and they will have to inform people they're being recorded. It's an initiative designed to promote transparency and safety for police officers as well as members of the public. All video and audio data will be uploaded to a central server at police headquarters and stored for a year. Most police officers and their unions support the project.
Sure, I think it's a good thing. I mean, it shows the people that you're speaking to that everything's right here. You can see everything that's going on.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's fabulous. I want you to be able to see what I'm doing every day and see what would you have done in this scenario. You've seen the video.
For the officers, it's an additional tool that will reduce stress and make their job safer. Police union representative Mike McCormick says with all the cell phone videos out there, police are already used to being videotaped. His concern is that the cameras might be used as a management tool to spy on the officers. Other concerns come from Ontario's Privacy Commissioner Brian Beamish.
These cameras, by their nature, will be potentially collecting a lot of personal information. So there needed to be very clear rules on when these cameras will be deployed, when are they turned on and when they're turned off.
Similar initiatives have been undertaken in the U.S., where police have been involved in several shootings. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.